Nolte, Disney Plus faces wave of subscriber cancellations over price increases. By John Nolte on February 26, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate is facing a wave of subscriber cancellations over Disney Plus price increases, Newsweek reports. The outlet cited an example. The embattled company looks to be dealing with a potential public relations nightmare in the United Kingdom, where the cost of an annual Disney Plus subscription is giving some subscribers sticker shock followed by outright cancellations. The ex-user, formerly Twitter, at Melly Fratelli, who lives in the United Kingdom, shared a screenshot of an email she received from Disney. It said from March 30, 2024, her premium subscription cost would increase to $139.50. £109.90 a year. She also shared a screenshot of her bank statement. It showed that, in 2020, she had paid $63.45, £49.99, for the Disney Plus annual premium subscription. In 2021, she spent $76.15, £59.99, and in 2022, it cost her $101.40. £79.90. Goodbye Disney Plus, you must be crazy X, she captioned her post, which went viral. At the time of writing, it had been viewed more than 4.3 million times. When they saw that 4.3 million number, Disney executives must have dropped their baby catalogs in horror. Another tweeter wrote, Disney Plus more than doubling in price over 4 years is absolutely wild. If only the caliber of content being released on the platform made the price seem worthwhile. If only. This, of course, comes after a disastrous year at the box office for Disney on top of losing 1.3 million subscribers. You gotta love it. This is one of the primary reasons Hollywood had to be brought kicking and screaming into the streaming world. You see, under the old cable/satellite TV system, there wasn't much you and I could do about price gouging. One cable provider might gouge you a little less than another using a temporary discount, but you either overpaid or you lost all access to all TV. Cable TV was and is a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. And that was deliberate. Cable/satellite TV is a monopoly that forces you to pay for dozens of channels you never watch, including all those basement-rated Disney channels. Streaming has fundamentally altered the way we consume television. Streaming is not an all-or-nothing proposition. We can cancel Disney Plus and subscribe to Netflix. Then we can cancel Netflix and try Paramount Plus. That's called churn, and Hollywood hates churn. Hollywood hates customers having a choice. Hollywood hates having to survive on merit. Hollywood loved the socialism of cable TV, where everyone was forced to pay for everyone else's channels. Because, under that system, merit didn't matter. No matter how lousy the content, we had to pay for it. Streaming is merit-based. We have to actually want Disney content to pay for Disney. And that's why Disney is losing billions on its lousy streaming service. Whereas before, it made billions on its lousy cable channels, even though no one watched those channels. Keep canceling Disney Plus, America. Do it for the children. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.